D-Stacks beat?
Yeah, I got a D-Stacks beat. Listen to the beat, y'all. Come on, D-Stacks, bring it in.
This is Latavia here, and guess who I have back with me? My bestie, Lewis.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going great, Lewis. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Oh, me either. But before I get into why I brought you here,
it's time for
roll call. So I would like to thank Shante Usman and Eric Green for donating to Queens on the Road podcast. You guys are awesome. If you would like to donate as well, all the other listeners out there, I have a Patreon account you can donate to. Feel free to support the show. All right, Lewis, so you ready? We're going to talk about news from the past month.
I'm ready.
All right, let's roll.
Alright guys, let's get this started. I know last month we told you guys about Netflix being more inclusive towards people with disabilities. Now, CBS has followed suit as they have started their own initiative called the CBS Performers with Disabilities Talent Initiative. The main goal of this initiative is to achieve meaningful representation and inclusion for performers with disabilities through roles as series regulars or guest stars in current series or upcoming pilots. So you guys with disabilities who want to become actors, right now is the time to, you know, get in contact with CBS. They do plan on holding a panel this fall so you can get to know what directors actually want to see. They have workshops and you get information on exactly what directors want. It's pretty cool.
All right. Thanks, Louis. But don't leave the ladies out, okay? He means actors and actresses.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Of course. All actors and actresses in the disability community.
That is awesome. So bigs up to CBS for doing that for us. I think that is totally, totally, totally great. And in the spirit of inclusivity and equity and diversity, guess what, Lou?
What's up?
The San Antonio Zoo is becoming more inclusive as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How?
So in an article I read, Tim Morrow, president and CEO of the San Antonio Zoo, said that his human resource department led the drive to find positions for people with a passion to work at their skill level. And because of that, they decided that they wanted to invite and include more people who were on the spectrum to autism spectrum disorder. And they wanted to hire more people in the ably different community, which I think is awesome. So he's also working on making the zoo more accessible. So they're getting an accessible entrance at the front gate, a universal changing station for guests, and they're trying to make an autism and sensory garden.
Wow, that's a big improvement. That's awesome. I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah, I think it's totally awesome. And actually, a guy there who is 26 years old and on the spectrum, he's actually working there now, you know, and he tells them that some of these shelves that they have in the zoo are not ADA, so they're working on updating all those things too. So I think it's also awesome that people who are ably different are also noticing other things that they could work on in the zoo as well to make sure that they're including everyone, you know?
Yeah, that's really good that they're trying to include everyone.
Yeah, and it was great because he actually got his job through an organization in San Antonio called the Nellie M. Reddick Center, where they help young adults from 18 to 22 to seek independence through life skills, transportation, volunteering, and working. And so he was able to advocate for himself on his job interview and they gave him the job. So I think that's totally awesome. And they are also trying to be more inclusive to the LGBTQ community as well. So they hold pride events called A Night Out at the Zoo.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that definitely is great. And I love to see it. So big up to the San Antonio Zoo for really doing that and creating change. I think it's great.
All right, so exciting news for concert goers.
Yay, that's me!
All right, so Accessible Festivals, which is a nonprofit, is trying a new effort that will open the gates to some of the nation's most popular music festivals. Some of these are Lollapalooza, Rolling Loud, that was just this weekend, unfortunately, Austin City Limits Music Festival, Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, among others. They're giving the disabled community one free ticket and then a free ticket for a guest. They want more people with disabilities to attend concerts. They want people with disabilities to go out and enjoy themselves. So you can actually look online for accessible festivals and you can apply for the ticket about 2 weeks before the actual concert. So I think that's pretty cool that they're doing this and it's free.
Yeah, I think that's great. And for like an avid concert goer like myself, I would definitely love that. I love to go concert hopping. So I would definitely love that. I think my only thing with it would be like, how are they making it accessible? Because when you go to events like Lollapalooza and Rolling Loud, which by the way, guys, he said unfortunately because he wanted to go. So he's like, if I knew about this earlier on,
exactly,
I definitely would have been there.
If I knew about this 2 weeks ago, I would have applied. outside.
But when you go to Lollapalooza and you go to Rolling Loud, it's usually out in an open area and it's a bunch of people standing up. So there's usually like security around. But I wonder like how safe we would be in that. And then where are we sitting? Because usually 9 times out of 10 when they make accessible seats for us to sit, it's in the nosebleed section.
That's a good question. I would hope that they give more information about that.
Yeah, I definitely want to know more, because if the seats are in the nosebleed section, I'm going to have a problem with that, because my attitude is like, I'm going to a concert to have the whole concert experience. I do not want to either have to look into the crowd at little small dots or look at it on a TV screen. That's one, but that's just my personal preference. And then two, it's just like, how safe will we be, right? Because the whole Travis Scott thing, people getting hurt.
That's true.
So I like concerts like that where it's like wide open. There's security there, but how can we be safe at these kind of events?
True, true. That's very, very true. Yeah, I mean, accessible festivals, love the effort. But yeah, us as a disabled community, we need more information.
Yeah, we definitely need more information. I think somebody needs to explain to me how this is going to work. But I definitely do think it's a great, great, great attempt and a great idea. So I applaud them for that. I applaud them for trying to be way more inclusive. So next up is a really, really good one, and it shows how far we've come with technology. So basically, there are robots helping children now with autism. That is super cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool with the advancement of technology.
So, Movi Robotics, which began in 2010, has programmed 350 robots. And what they found is that these robots smile, their eyes blink, their arms are expressive, and they have patience. So it's great when working with students with autism, right? And they also did a study that showed that children who needed help with adaptive activities or social skills, working with robots really improves that, because the robots really don't show like any facial expressions if the child with autism does something that is not maybe what society deems as socially appropriate. So they found that it's really helpful in teaching them some of the social skills, which is great. And actually, Senator Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, wants to back the program. So he's calling on the Senate to use some federal funding from the U.S. Military Department and the U.S. Department of Education to get these robots out there some more, which is definitely great. And he wanted to do that after he sat down with one of the robots and communicated with one of the robots. So I think it's great. I really do think it's great, and I really do think it's going to be helpful. But guys, it puts me in the mind of the movie I, Robot. You know, when Will Smith was like the only human around, he was half human, half robot, and the robots took over the world?
I'm telling you, I've been saying it for years, robots are going to take over, and we as a human species will go extinct.
I don't know. Even though it's a great thing, don't get me wrong, that just came to mind about how sophisticated technology is becoming, but I still think it is a great program, and I still think they should definitely put money into it, because it would be definitely great for children with autism.
All right, who remembers Thomas the Tank Engine?
I do. That was my favorite show.
Yeah, I used to watch it when I was little. So now there's a series called Thomas and Friends, All Engines Go, and they're introducing a new character who has autism. And the really great part that I think is that that character will be voiced by a child who also has autism. I think that's awesome. Apparently the character's name is Bruno, and he is a brake car with autism who joins Thomas and his friends. So Chuck Smith, he is the 10-year-old actor with autism who voices Bruno. And I think with him voicing Bruno, this ensures accuracy to someone who actually has autism instead of an actor who's acting like he has autism.
Or portraying someone with autism.
Yeah.
So I think that is great. I think it's extra special because they not only have a character with autism, but they also have someone who has autism playing the role. You don't see that quite often. You usually see an able-bodied person playing someone who has a difference or a disability. So it's great to see this. I really, really love the progression.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm rooting for Chuck. I'm rooting for Bruno. Might have to catch me a couple episodes because season already started on 12th of September.
You know what? I'm going to have to catch the show. I'm going to have to watch it because it's going to bring back some old memories for me. I used to love watching Thomas the Tank Engine and his friends. So I'm definitely going to watch this one because we definitely need to boost up the ratings out there for this show so that TV execs would know this is what we want to see. We want to see more of this. So.
And it's not like Bruno will just appear in one or two episodes. He will be a regular in the episode. There will be many episodes with him and he'll be a key character in a lot of episodes this season. So don't forget to catch that. Put your kids onto that so they could see different people with disabilities, including trains with disabilities.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay, so last but not least, we're talking about court victories, which is hope for voters with disabilities. So I was appalled by this next story, guys.
Buckle up and get ready.
Basically, in Wisconsin, four ably different people got together and sued the state of Wisconsin because now they have very strict voting rights or laws, I should say. So I'll read the first part of the article. This young woman was paralyzed from the neck down. She lives in downtown Milwaukee and she has difficulty voting. She's able to use a mouth stick to mark the ballot and sign her name on the absentee ballot. But she has no way of folding the ballot, slipping it back in the envelope, or returning it to the mailbox. But because of Wisconsin's strict voting laws now, her caregiver or her aide can be outlawed for helping her participate in the democratic process. Can you believe that? Assistance is not allowed.
That makes absolutely no sense, especially for people within the disability community. I mean, we need help. How else are we supposed to vote?
Exactly. And it's our human right as well. So with that thought in mind, she decided to sue the state of Wisconsin. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And guess what the decision was?
What?
That their law violated her human rights. And they were not allowed to do that. Which is great. Thank you. But I don't even know why this has to be an issue.
Yeah, it should have never been. Isn't it in the Constitution, freedom to vote?
Yes, you have the right to vote. It is a human right. So I don't understand why this is even being brought up. And it's sad and it's disappointing because you're trying to leave out a group that participates in the democratic process. 9 times out of 10, put whoever's in office. You know what I mean? We vote too. So now you're trying to exclude us from the process. It just doesn't make me feel great at all.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, Wisconsin, What are you saying? Our vote doesn't matter?
Well, it's not only Wisconsin. It's also Texas, too.
Oh, wow.
They created strict voting laws that violates if a person has to use assistance to vote, then they can't vote.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's very sad. It is very sad the world we live in today. On one hand, we're trying to be more inclusive in other areas, like with the San Diego Zoo and Thomas the Tank Engine, right? But on the other hand, we're also trying to strip away our basic human rights. Make that make sense. It just doesn't make sense. This is why we need to get out there and vote, guys. We really need to vote so that we can at least put people in office that will ensure that we are protected and that our rights aren't taken away.
Yeah, don't ever believe your vote doesn't matter because all votes, in the end, they all matter.
Yeah, they definitely do all matter.
We'll be right back.
time for the quote of the episode. Lewis, take it away.
All right. So the quote I want to give today is, diversity is having a seat at the table. Inclusion is having a voice. And belonging is having that voice be heard. And I think that speaks volumes to today's episode about inclusivity and people in the disabled community. We have our voice and we deserve to be able to use it, especially, you know, when it comes to voting rights and just being heard.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Who is that quote by the way?
This quote is by Liz Fosseline.
Oh, that was very profound. Very, very profound. I am with it. I definitely agree with you. And I definitely do think we need to get our voices out more. We need to be heard more. Just not at the ballot box, but just everywhere in general. That was great.
And all of the information in today's episode was courtesy of DisabilityScoop.org.
Thank you, Lewis, for coming on.
Of course, anytime.
You know, it's great to always have you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for listening, subscribing, sharing. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, my Instagram. And if you would like to donate to Queens on a Roll podcast, my Patreon account is up there. There's 4 tiers for you to choose from. I will put the link on my YouTube channel. And just thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate your support. See you guys next week. Bye, Lewis.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
And we are rolling out.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Smash that like button.